Yes. Okay, good. That's better. Okay. This is Dr. Tong. Elaine is taking a test in Philadelphia. She's getting her degree in a couple of weeks. So she's going to be a doctor. And she's been helping me in my practice here. Our Freedom from Pain program for the new listeners is designed to prove that everything can be cured. With me today is Mike. Mike was on our show last week, but he's just had a treatment. So maybe he can tell us a little bit of what happened with this treatment. And also, he is a very intelligent, up-to-date with the health problems. He's not fall for the hype from the conventional doctors. So maybe you can make some comment as we interview some of our patients. And also with me is Dr. English. He'll be giving us an English report, and I'll give the Chinese report. Okay, we have a full line of people scheduled. Can we have Mary on the line first? Let's have Mary on the line. Mary?
Mary, yes.
Hi, Mary, yes. Thanks.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, Mary, can you tell us where you're from and what do you do?
Yes, I am from Reseda, and I do home loans.
Home loans, good.
Yes.
Okay, summarize to us what is your problem before you came to see us?
Well, the most acute thing that I was dealing with was pancreatitis. That was not, if anybody knows anything about pancreatitis out there, it either comes from decades of alcohol abuse, which is not my story, or gallbladder disease, which is also not my story. My blood work always comes back perfect. In fact, the first time I was supposed to meet with Dr. Tong, I had to go and spend a couple days in the hospital because of it. And they were recommending to do some tests. It was probably something wrong with one of my ducts, therefore they'd want to do probably end up doing surgery. I also have, let's see, fibromyalgia, which I've had symptoms since I was 13. I wasn't diagnosed until I was about 21 years old.
So you've been sick for a long time.
I've been sick for many, many, many years, yes.
Yet your blood tests are all normal.
Yes, they are.
That doesn't make sense.
I know, so it doesn't make sense.
Now you see why I don't do any blood tests. I haven't done any tests for the last 20 years. Because a blood test normal doesn't mean that you're not sick. You're so sick. With pancreatitis, not easy to treat. If you're not, if you have chronic pancreatitis, you're more prone to get pancreatic cancer, which is very difficult to treat.
Yep.
But your test is normal. And
that's
you got
right.
Fibromyalgia, you got knee pain, neuropathy on your feet.
Yes.
Ankle pain, memory problem, hypoglycemia.
Yep.
Basically,
you just should maybe list the ones that I don't have.
You're laughing right now. You were laughing when you first came to see me.
Yeah.
Tell us how sick you were.
I was very sick. I've really had some pretty chronic health problems for a number of years, and. You know, I had just had an acute attack, actually, I think the day before I saw you. It didn't require me having to go to the hospital. I've probably been to the hospital, the emergency room, four or five times in the last year and a half trying to deal with the pancreatitis, which their solution was, here, just take some Vicodin, you know, and try not eating when you're having an attack.
Well, how's the pain pill going to deal with something wrong, the inflammation of the pancreas? Pain pill just cover the symptoms, but what's wrong with it? How are they going to treat the inflammation of the pancreas? So what are the problems besides the pain? Well, you have digestive problem?
Oh my God, I have unbelievable digestive problem. I was dealing with if I ate something that had it was too sweet, and when I say too sweet, I'm talking like a non-fat frozen yogurt. So I'm not talking about even candy bars or anything like that. I would be down for 3 to 5 hours, and I would be so bloated I'd look pregnant, and I'd be in so much discomfort versus if I was having an acute attack, I'd be forced to have to take a Vicodin, which I don't prefer to take those kind of medications, but I've learned very quickly that the worst pain that I've ever had has been with the pancreas, without a doubt.
Well, maybe Dr. English can tell us how would you handle, now you're almost a doctor. So tell us how you're going to handle it. He is here. Dr. English, the young the doctor going to be getting his degree with Elaine. So tell us, what do you do? What do they teach you to do with pancreatitis? Take a lot of tests?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of options. I think usually they just tell you to...
What do you mean not a whole lot of options? Well, is there any options?
It's just trying to keep a diet that's low in lipids and stay away from anything that might irritate the pancreas. So, low in, you know, you don't want to get too much calcium, I believe, too, can be...
So a whole bunch of pay you a lot of money, just tell them to stay away from fat. Is that worth the money to go see you guys or us?
That's a good question.
Good question.
Yeah, it's not very effective, I can tell you. In the last year and a half that I've been dealing with this, I've put on about 50 pounds. I've learned since then that one of the things I was dealing with when I came to see Dr. Tong was that I was famished all the time, and it didn't matter if I was eating all protein, no protein, only complex carbohydrates. I mean, any combination, zone, Atkins, it does not matter. Diabetic exchange diet, all of it I have tried, and I would eat, and then like an hour and a half later, I'd be ravenous. Like, I need to eat a meal, not just a snack. And what I was told was that because I was not digesting things well, as a result of having the pancreatitis, my body was essentially screaming for nutrients. So my body was just always hungry because I wasn't getting any nutrients. And I just had my third treatment with Dr. Tong on just Thursday, and I've lost 6 pounds, mind you, not even trying. And my hunger is substantially better, much more in the normal range.
How about the first time? After the first time, were your hunger better?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Immediately better, right?
Yeah, it really was. Okay. I mean, I can't even tell you how frustrating it is to always be hungry.
Okay. Ugh. One more thing that we forget to tell is your gastric bypass. Tell us what happened that you were in coma. Somebody gave you the lithium.
Right. Okay. Here's the long story short. Had the fibromyalgia, and if anybody out there has dealt with chronic pain for... A long enough period of time, it ultimately starts to impact your mental health. And so I was basically dealing with depression as it related to chronic pain. My rheumatologist forwarded me to someone who, in his words, specialized in treating depression as it related to chronic pain. And I ended up walking into this guy's office, and within 15 minutes, you know, he's like, oh, you're bipolar, you need to be on lithium, and which I will absolutely agree that I've most certainly dealt with depression, but the mania associated with bipolar disease is not something that I've dealt with. People that have bipolar disease can be up for days at a time in kind of a manic state doing whatever they're doing, and I'm useless if I don't get 7 hours of sleep. I mean, I'm not very functional. So that's never been my experience. And what happened over time was that I ultimately just was not getting any better. And so he basically finally convinced me. He's like, this is the reason you're not getting better. So he puts me on this medication, and then doesn't monitor it. And during a 17-month period that I was on this medication, I gained like 80 pounds.
Terrible.
I started freaking out. Yeah, really bad. And I'm thinking at this point that, you know, obviously I'm having more physical pain because I'm carrying, you know, more weight on my body. And I'm thinking, well, if I can just get the weight off, you know, maybe I'll feel better, you know. And meanwhile, this doctor is just filling the prescriptions, not asking me to come in or anything like that.
So what caused your coma? You told me that you were in a coma.
Well, I was in a coma. What ended up happening, I had the gastric bypass. And then a few months after that, I ended up I actually had to go in a 2-week period. I went to see this doctor, and I was really not doing well, to the point where my dad had to wheel me in a wheelchair because I could barely walk and I was not very coherent. And the doctor's whole theory on it was, well, if you're not feeling good, you know, go to the ER and, you know, we need to give you more medication. That was his idea. And so they went down to the ER and I told him everything that was going on with me, including the fact that I had lost my ability to read, like my vision. I would have to use a magnifying glass And only for about 30 seconds could I actually see what was on the page, and then everything would go blurry, which is a little concerning because I'm already blind in my right eye from birth. Mm. And so went to the ER, told them everything that was going on. Well, my dad had to tell them because I was obviously out of it. And they knew all the symptoms, and they missed it. They just gave me IV fluids and missed the fact that I was having acute lithium toxicity. Sent me home. 2 weeks later, you know, I'm taking the medication, doing what the doctor is telling me to do, and I proceed to lose it. I mean, I have virtually no memory during that two-week period, and I ended up going back to the doctor. He said, go to the emergency room, and I then fell into a coma for 6 days and had somewhere in the ballpark of 200 seizures. And they were telling my parents that I would likely not wake up, and if I did, I'd be in a vegetative state. Mm. And
okay, you know, I'm going to cut you short a little bit because that just shows how dangerous, okay, conventional medicine. And you know, you have to monitor the patient all the time. Even if you feel better, you are not treating the problem.
That's
you're
right.
Covering the symptoms. So if you're better, means your service better, your whole disease is worse, okay? Well, anybody who's listening, want to ask any question, the number is 866-870-5752. 866-870-5752. And for people who want to make an appointment to see us, the number is 714-556-8664. Or you can check my website, drtong.com. drtong.com. We have 195 shows, almost 5 years, and we got stories like Mary, like Mike, and then we got Mike share his story again and give some comments on Mary's story. But Mary, why don't you tell us what happened after my first treatment?
Well, after the first treatment, I noticed something, you know, right away. I was feeling really low on energy, and my stamina wasn't very good. And I also, just from a scheduling standpoint, actually during that, after that first treatment, I ended up moving. And so I had a lot of physical labor, essentially, that I was doing. I mean, I tried not to do a lot of lifting, but I stopped taking my medications 3 days after our first treatment.
What medication were you on?
Everything.
How many pills?
I think I was on probably about three to five.
3 to 5, and for how long?
I've been on medications nonstop for over 10 years.
Yes. Okay, see, I told every single patient after my first treatment, I tell them, if you feel good enough, don't take them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they help, okay, they're making you sicker.
Yes, they make,
yeah, yeah. Anyway, so your hunger, your bloating, your pain, tell us any kind of improvement.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I think I really noticed was just my stamina. First, I mean, I was obviously tired because I was moving, but I had the energy, to do things. It's astonishing actually how much stamina I had, even though I was still a little tired. Obviously I noticed a change in my hunger, and you know, my pain is diminished. I mean, I deal with the fibromyalgia, which is chronic pain.
How much pain you still have right now?
I would say that I'm probably at about a 5, and I have to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been a 5 in probably 12 years.
Yeah. And your hunger is better, and you have more energy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Mary, we got two other patients that we want to talk to.
Absolutely.
So why don't you have, we'll have you come back, and when you're much better, at least right now you're feeling better, have more energy and not as much pain, on no medication.
On no medication.
Okay.
Right.
And I didn't do any tests, so I know I can cure your pancreatitis.
And yeah, you know, I have not had a full-blown attack of the pancreatitis in the time that I've been seeing you. I've only had to take Mylanta a couple of times, which is miraculous because I can basically buy that stuff by the gallon. And
so how often you had the attack in the past?
I was starting to have them almost every week.
Every week. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been coming to me a couple of weeks already. You haven't had an attack.
Yeah. I should have had one by now.
you won't. Okay. Well, okay. Thanks very much. Let's have Juanita get on the line and have Juanita share her story. Is Juanita there? Hi, Juanita.
Oh, it's Janella.
Oh, Janella?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what you're from, where you're from and what you do.
Oh, I'm a private investigator and a psychic.
Oh, you're psychic. That's right. That's what exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, they typed the wrong name. Okay, Janetta, that's right. Well, I just want you to tell us what you suffered before you came to see me and how much I have improved you.
Well, for a whole year, I had high blood pressure and anxiety attacks. And I got every kind of medicine you could think of for high blood pressure, and every time I'd have to go to the hospital. So, anyway, I happened to hear you, and I thought, this is it. So I went to you, and I think I had two treatments.
Yes.
All my psychic ability, excuse me, has come back.
Yes.
And my blood pressure has dropped a tad.
Yes.
And
how about your pain and anxiety?
Anxiety, I can handle it pretty well, and then when I think I'm coming into you, it gets better.
You were so anxious in the past.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of, every time I take one of the pills or try it out, I have to go to the hospital.
Okay, tell us how do you say that your psychic ability is better?
Well, it's because in my work as a private investigator, my specialty is missing persons. Although I do pick up other areas and other type of work. And like the girl that was missing. And I told my husband at the time, I said, she'll be found in or near water. And of course, she was.
Yes.
Now, well, that way, see, when I get my energy back, which I feel is coming back.
Yes.
The predictions are starting in again, even with anyone that I talk to.
Yes.
Like with you, for instance.
Yes.
And I see you meeting someone in China called, do you know a Dr. Yi or Y-I? Or he's wearing a long white coat.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. And I think...
I believe you too, because you told me that I'll be teaching my stuff, I'll be pretty picky. And in fact, I'm pretty picky. I just don't think that everybody knows it's easy to learn this kind of thing. The reason I call you in here is that qi is from your mind. When
yes.
your body and mind are connected, you have more psychic ability. When you do more meditation, you have more psychic ability. We all have psychic ability.
Yes.
And yeah, so when you get the mind-body in balance, not only your physical symptoms get better, your psychic ability gets better too.
Well, that's right. And what I haven't been able to do is this last year because of I panic real easy.
Yes. See, right now you're much more calm. Is that true?
Yeah. And you know, there's something else funny that every time I go, I walk by a street light, it dims.
Oh.
And I forget what they call it. And I kept going back and forth, walking out in front, and the street light goes dim.
Yeah, okay. You know, Janetta, we have another person on the line.
Okay.
We'll get you back again to talk about your psychic things and other improvements.
You've got some good things coming up.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Good.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that, yes. I know, because I'm writing some articles, and I'm writing a book, so...
You'll
I
write
know,
two of them.
Oh, you'll write two of them? Good.
Yeah.
I'll write more than two.
Yeah,
yeah,
you will.
Yeah.
One for the layman, and one for the doctors.
Oh, fantastic. I thought about that, too.
Yeah.
That means you're very accurate. No kidding. No kidding. Yes. Uh-huh.
But I want to, you're looking so much younger, I think you need better pictures there.
Well, what you're talking about is that I look about 10 to 20 years younger than a year ago. We took a picture January.
Oh, good.
Yeah, January 2004 and 2005, and you said that I need another picture. So I'm going to put another picture. Yeah. Anyway, thanks very much, Junita.
Okay.
And I'm going to get, how about get our last guest, Ed, on the line? Ed?
Yeah.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Very well, Dr. Tom.
Okay, Ed had one treatment from me. Tell us, summarize, what do you do, Ed? What kind of work do you do? Where are you from?
Well, I used to work.
Yes.
I don't anymore because I'm legally blind.
Okay.
So, my job is basically, excuse me, sitting around the house.
Yes.
But I did have a problem when I went to you, and that was... excruciating pain.
Yes.
And, excuse me, I don't know what it was it did to that to my toe.
You have pneumonia. You are on dialysis. You are one of the sickest patients ever treated. Okay, most patients I treat, I say it's very easy. You were not an easy patient to treat. You're not an easy patient to treat. But tell us, what did I do for you? What did I do for your pain?
Well, I had this pain in my big toe.
Yes.
For over 41 years.
Yes.
Gone. It's gone.
It's gone after one treatment. How about your chest pain? How about your pneumonia?
My pneumonia is starting to feel a little better.
Yes.
Friday, I was, I guess from the treatment, I was getting a little sick.
Okay.
But today, when I woke up, I felt a whole lot better.
Whole lot better because you were detoxifying. I'm getting your qi going around. Because you are on dialysis, that means your kidney is not working.
Exactly.
Try to notice how much you need to notice and cut down on your time on the dialysis. Okay?
That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
How do I get to know?
Okay, you will feel it. I treated many dialysis patients before. After a while, they feel that the more time on it, you feel uncomfortable. So tell them to cut it down, okay?
Got
you. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I'm going to have you guys come back because we're running short of time, and I'm going to get Dr. English and Mike to give a little comment on what we hear today.
Okay,
so thanks for,
Well, I thank you very much for at least taking care of some of this pain.
Okay, good.
Let me tell you.
You're welcome. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, why don't we have Mike tell us about his cold and the low back pain?
Well, after hearing Mary, I feel real glad that all I had was the back pain and the cold.
Yes.
But I came in today because this morning when I got up, my back had spasmed on me. I couldn't even get out of bed or put my shoes on. Yeah. And I was treated about an hour ago, and so I'm fresh off of the treatment table. And my back right now feels about 90% better.
How about your cold? How did I feel?
The cold, Dr. English was there when you treated me for a cold on Thursday, and I had sinuses and cold and stuffed up, and by the time I left here about an hour, my cold was gone entirely.
That means a common cold can be cured. So join us again next Saturday, same time, same station, okay? This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye, and have a nice weekend.
Dr. Tong, M.D. It's brought to you by Dr. Yi-Wing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Well, there you have it, wrapping up Dr. Tong, M.D., but don't go anywhere because Elmer is in the house. The Good Life Report is coming up next. You can call in, listen to great restaurant reviews across Southern California. 2 hours of wining and dining. Elmer Dills and the Good Life Report next on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Mom, do we have to talk about this? I thought we were just going for a walk.
Honey, I know it's uncomfortable, but I want you to know about the arrangements I made with Forest Lawn. You know, it's like the planning I did for retirement. You are taking care of that, right?
Well, of course, but...
Well, this is no different. And Forest Lawn made it easy. Look, I met with an advanced planner, and we took care of the burial details, the service, the music...
Mom, this is so morbid.